Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, and right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
And greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Just want to welcome you and welcome you guys to The Remix tonight. Peace and greetings. It's October the 27th, 2013. And, of course, you know where you are. Are live in The Remix. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And if you're calling from an international country and you want to get yourself locked in, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code. And once you dial the U.S. country code, no worries. Know that we definitely will get you locked in right here in The Remix. And The Remix family will make you feel right at home. So that's all you got to do. You just dial the U.S. country code and then 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you locked in. You can also Skype in as well. How cool is that? You can actually just get on Skype, Skype in, hit the button on the show, and it's going to pull you right on in. Also, I want to let you know that The Remix, chat room is open. And if you want to come on over and get yourself in the chat room, you can do that as well. www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word. It's how you're going to get locked into the chat room. And come on in. If you're a guest, you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to The Remix. So good to have you here. So good to have you in the house. And here with us, with The Remix family. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. Yes, yes, yes. Greetings to everyone. So greetings to everyone out there. It's good to have everybody in the house tonight. I want to just thank everybody for coming on over on Friday night, the Punani Poets. We had Jessica in the house, the founder of the Punani Punani Poets. I can't even talk. And it was such a great share. It was a refreshing share. And we got to hear all about her mission and cause and the Punani Poet, to hear a lot of poetry and find out where she's going to be traveling at next. I want to remind you guys that yesterday's show, as well as over 500 of the Remix shows, are available for you on demand. That's right. You can actually get those shows on demand. And so you can actually take yourself over to the Remix radio page, go over to iTunes, and can subscribe. So if you haven't subscribed, you definitely want to make sure that you do subscribe, because over 2 million have to the Remix radio page, and they're listening from all over the world. And you guys want to do that as well, too. So peace and greetings to everyone here tonight. You know, today has been a real, real interesting day for me, and even yesterday. I didn't get a chance to watch much football, hell, but I did get a chance to go back and see some of those scores ill. Not so good. Not so good for all teams out there. But some of the teams are doing it big, big ups to the New York Giants. They had a win today. And, you know, lots of other teams out there. So I didn't get a chance to watch a lot of football today. But it was all good because I was really sort of in the Kundalini lab doing a lot of creation today. Today, lots of energy, creative energy today. Tonight, we're talking about Awakening Remix. Awakening Remix. Yes, we're going to talk about what that is. I'll also be taking your calls as well. So if you want to get on the phone lines, definitely get on the phone lines and do that as well too. Love to hear from you. Also, want to just remind you guys it's Sunday night. So you know what happens on Sunday night? The Kim deck orders go out. The Know Your Magic or deck card go out, and many of you all over the world have that. But if you don't, where in the world have you been? You definitely want to tap into your psychic magic. You want to tap into that energy and build those psychic muscles within yourself. You want to get yourself over to www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S, and you definitely want to make sure that you pick up yourself the Know Your Magic Oral Deck, otherwise known as the Kim Deck, Y-M. Yes, beautiful. And also, orders go in tonight. So, you know, the orders for the weekend go in tonight. So you definitely want to get over there to do that. Wow, we're approaching the end of the month of October already. So only a few more months until we get ready to close out what the world knows as 2013 and this energy. Yes, yes, not yet, not yet. Not yet. Yes, but there are some surprises coming for you guys. Big surprises coming down the pipe. I wish I could tell you right now. I can't, but just good stuff. Some stuff. Just really, really good stuff. Very, very big surprises. Like I could really hardly contain myself. I don't know, you guys. I don't know. I don't know. Damn. That's when I say, damn it. Damn it. I may kind of let slip out tonight. I hope I don't. Because I like to keep y'all surprised. And y'all are so damn magical anyway. So, you know, a lot of times y'all figure things out anyway. So you know how that is, all of you magic makers out there. But just hold on. Just hold on. And definitely you're going to need to hold on. Because this even blew me away. Yeah, it even blew me away. So just some real amazing things, you know, that we've been talking about going into. But I just want to say welcome to the remix tonight. So good to see everybody in the house tonight. And just so good to see you guys out here. I feel your energy, and it's amazing. I'm so glad to be in this sacred space with you guys. It's always one of the best for me ever to do is to do the show. You know, to be able to sit here, to just be able to share this energy and really just open up this space vibration. And every time we get your emails, every time you guys share a reflection or with you guys in a session, and we can go back down memory lane and we can start to reflect on shows that have been done, you know, different situations that come up and how we're really just all sort of kind of growing up on earth together. We're all doing this together in such an amazing, beautiful way. And so I thank you guys all for being a part of that journey. All of you from all over the world, you know, and no matter when you're listening to it, no matter when, sometimes it kind of just, you know, really just puts a smile on my face and it just warms my heart when someone goes back and say, I listened to a show you did 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. You know, it goes on and on and on. to reminisce and talk about how they came, how their journey became a part of the remix, and, you know, just the things that they're able to make transformation and really do the alchemy and the work in their life. And so you guys have got a chance to watch me grow up on Earth here, and I got a chance to watch you guys. So it's beautiful. It really is. It's so beautiful. It's bringing me to tears. I'm getting all mushy here, but it's really a beautiful thing. We're going to listen to some music tonight, and I want to let you guys know the Remix family is in the chat room, as well as Esther, the other host on the Remix, and Sister Maya. And I see a lot of guests here, and I want you guys to know you're always feel at home, feel comfortable here. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the first time, you can subscribe, you can connect to the Remix. All you have to do is click the link at the very bottom. And at the very bottom, sign up, tell us who you are. The Remix family is in the house. I want to give a very, very special shout out tonight to all of those who are self-invested. And yes, I need to do this. To all of you guys who are self-invested, we last night sort of kind of finished up the Mastermind series, and I cannot tell you how amazing the whole month of October has been putting in the work with the brothers and sisters who are self-invested. I mean, they got it in, for real, like really doing some real-life alchemy and being able to see these lessons as they unfold, and it's come back to them. It's such a special place, you know, and they are just, wow. Myself and Brother Bilal, we are just certainly honored to be in the presence of so many masterminds, so many innovators, so many just amazing brothers and sisters from all walks of life, from all over the world, and just coming together in that sacred space. So it's an amazing thing. If you want to find out about becoming self-invested, all you got to do, email questions. You guys know, question4blue@gmail.com, and we'll send you the information, and you can check it out for yourself. So I just wanted to send love out to all those brothers and sisters, and we're going to keep going because we got more and more stuff coming down. I just can't stand it. In self-invested, Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be coming up soon. He's going to be teaching a class that he hasn't shared before, and he's going to be sharing that in self-invested. Many others, Brother Bilal, myself, and so many others. We're going to have brothers and sisters that you guys may not be familiar with that's coming to teach on all subjects, classes for the babies, all kinds of things. Esther is going to teach a class in there. Wow, just amazing. And so wanted to throw that love out there. Also, you guys, I know I've been promising this for a long time, but I know that this is going to get done as well, too. And that is, you know, for a long time we talked about this. We have the Android app on the Android market, but we're actually going to be getting the iPhone app. Yes, for the Remix. It's finally coming. Actually, it's already out in the ethers, and an amazing brother is working on it. We just got to kind of, you know, I need to just kind of clone myself and make about 5 Miss Blues and try to get all of these things done. But definitely that is coming for all of you who are iPhones, who have Apple devices, so that you'll be able to do that. Don't forget about Dump It. Yes, anyone can have it. If you have an Android phone, just go to the Android market, put in the Remix, and you will see it there. You can have it. Of course you can. Anybody can have it. Absolutely anyone. Yeah. So anyone can get it. Yeah, it was a gift that I gave out a few years back, and so it's just an honor to still have that available for you guys and to still have it. So, yes, anyone. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got you, the show. You asked, can you have a Miss Blue? I got you. Yeah, I misread that. But I know what you meant. I know what you meant. I know what you meant. Ah, you guys are too funny. Well, listen, I'm going to be taking your calls tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And we're going to be doing that. We're going to be getting it in. We're going to be talking about Awakening, the remix. I'll kind of talk about that as we continue to go on with the show here tonight. And just kind of feel it. I really don't know how to describe my energy right now. And I kind of hate when I get like this, but I love it. You know what I mean? It's kind of one of those woo-woo places. Like, I feel real cosmic right now. Very cosmic. Yeah, real cosmic. And I see you guys are saying that as well. But I feel real cosmic right now. Real awakened and cosmic, you know. I can't really, you know, sort of kind of put my finger on it, but very, very cosmic tonight. So we're going to be doing readings. I'll be taking your questions and calls as well. I want to send lots of love out to all the sisters in the priestesshood as well. They are amazing, doing big work, and continuing on their path and their journeys. And just to all Mix family, all to you guys too, I go over to the Remix Radio page and I read your posts that you're putting up, the Remix family, the questions that you guys have been answering, and just all the things that you're doing. And it just does my heart well to just see you guys just really, really just knowing your match from so many different angles. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, because that's how we get started. We get started there. And, yeah, we're just going to kind of go from there. So, a little bit of Baby Blue.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Okay. So, we're going to play a song tonight. And this is really going to speak to how I'm feeling at this particular time. I hope the song uploaded. Oh, my goodness. I don't think it did. And this is not a thing, people. This is not a good thing that the song didn't upload. I hope it did. I really, really want to play that. I need to play this song. I do. And so we'll find a way to play this song. It's going to get on here. So welcome to the remix, everyone. Welcome to the remix. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I don't think the song uploaded. Oh, my goodness. Let's see here. Let's see if we can get the song to upload. Come on, Blog Talk. This song here is so amazing. So amazing. Yeah, it's so amazing, Miss Blue. It didn't upload, so I'm going to have to try. No, not going to try. We're going to get this song to upload. So you guys, you know, put some energy out there. You know what to do. You know what to do. You know what to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, 4652-2711 is the number to call, and that's the number to call, you guys. So let me see here, before I do something, let me see if I can get this song. I really want to hear this song, because I don't think many of you guys have heard it. It's an amazing jam, it really is. I'm not going to get all stuck on that, but, yeah, let's see. It may be on the board. Ooh, I hope it is. No, no such luck. Didn't upload. All right.
then we're going to play, something else here. We're going to get that song. I'm not worried about it. Let's see. I know. Okay. All right. So let's see. Just a magical night here, you guys. Just a magical night.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
Yeah. Welcome to the remix, everyone. Welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And yes, we're going to be playing a song here in just a moment. Oh, my goodness. Let me see. I think I'm getting some help here. Maybe we could play it another way. So let's see. We're going to try that. We are definitely going to try this. I love you guys because you're so magical and you know everything. Absolutely everything. So we're going to try this and I'm going to see if you guys can hear this song. So we'll see. We'll see if this works. We'll see. Let's see if this works. Let's see. Here we go. All right. Okay. So you guys, let me know if you can hear this playing. Can y'all hear that? Can y'all hear that?
All right. I hope you guys could hear that. That song right there is by XXXYYXX, and it's called Alone. And if you guys got a chance to hear just a little bit of that beat, you will understand. That's sort of what I'm vibing with tonight. That's kind of how I feel. That song right there, Alone, really kind of speaks to it, you know. It's just kind of being in the mix, you know, just kind of really being in the remix, you know, just really kind of getting into that space, getting into the pause, you know, kind of getting into, just kind of getting into that vibe. So thank you guys so much for that. Thank you for listening to that. We're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to go to the take you guys this call and get ready to get into the share. Awakening, you know, it really is about sort of this time, you know, this particular time of the year, brown sugar time is what I like to call it. Last year's time, right around this time last year, we were preparing for a big shift that was coming, that was actually coming. Actually, we did it before the time of really talking about the energy opening up and a very, very big shift happening at this particular time, and really about the poles flipping and all kinds of things was going on. This was really, really a highly active time for me last year. And so it's good to be in this space again. And just kind of feel this energy in a completely different way as we do. So we're going to go to the phone lines, and I'm going to take you guys this call. Welcome to the remix, everyone. Let's see. Calling in from area code 773, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. Can you hear me?
I certainly can.
Hi, my name is Keisha. I'm calling from Chicago.
Oh, greetings, Keisha from Chicago.
Hi. I'm just calling in. I really wanted to listen to the show, but also I heard you say that you were going to do readings, so I was interested in that, too.
Okay. All right. Well, you want to tell us a little bit about what's going on with you?
Right now, it's kind of, I have a lot of new beginnings. I just recently relocated back to the Midwest. I have a new job, ended a relationship, so there's a lot
mm-hmm.
of new things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, it seems like you're doing your reading, which is really good. That's good. That you can recognize where you are, and that's a beautiful thing. So it is that energy of a lot of new beginnings around you. And so what is your question for me tonight that we can take a look at together?
I guess, like, next steps, like, where my focus should be the most right now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's really general, but I'm not sure.
Right, right. You said you really want to know sort of where your next step should be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you this. What was your name again?
Keisha.
One of the things that I'll tell you instantly that I've seen is that I actually seen a lady with a rose standing by you. And she's holding a beautiful pink rose. And she's standing next to you. This definitely is the time for you to really kind of sit with yourself for a lot, for a time. And it is about you sort of being comfortable enough to allow your thoughts and all of the things that you're worried about, because you have so much going on. Like, I see all these sparks and sparks mm-hmm. of light, like sparks going off. In your energy and in your aura. And so it's just the time for you to really get in that place where you can relax and you can just sort mm-hmm. of kind of allow sort of all of your concerns to just kind of leave you at a particular time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And really just breathing and really, really just allow your mind to go where it needs. So free writing is going to be great for you. When you get up in the morning, one of the things that you can do is I want you, before your day starts with the children, with everything going on, is just kind of relax yourself for a moment. Breathe in and out. And I want you to take out a pen and a piece of paper and write down the first word, the first thing, the first thought that comes to you. And then I want you to build you a mantra around that. Your next step forward for you is going to be key, because this has a lot to do. You're being challenged in an area that you haven't been challenged in before, and that is that you have to definitely be the organizer of where you are, because for you, you're wasting a lot of time in the past, and you're wasting a lot of time in the future. And so really, to get your energy in line, you are going to have to sit down and really sort of kind of make a hologram of your day and write those thoughts down and begin to move with them. And that's how you're going to find your way. Don't worry about what tomorrow is going to bring. Don't worry about 2 weeks from now. You're in the space right now where you're in the mystery, which is a beautiful place to be. A goddess I want you to begin to work with, and actually she is honored on this day, if I am correct, is the goddess Spider Woman. She comes out of the Native American culture, and Spider Woman is really about showing how this web of the universe, the cosmos, this energy that's here, how all the pieces are really, really being connected together and showing you how you're weaving this web. And you will know where the next weave of this web is for you to go forward. But right now, it's time for you to really do some introspective, to go within yourself, to settle yourself. But you have got to get organized in order for this to work. It's going to be very challenging for you over the next couple of months, but you're going to have to put yourself in the place where you can be able to get yourself organized and really get yourself in place so that you can really see yourself, see the day going by. So you need to organize what needs to happen, visualize how you want your day to go, come up with a mantra for the day. You need to begin to do that, And stay present, stay present. Stay present with your children, stay present in your job. Wherever you are, stay present, and that's how you're going to move yourself forward.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Very helpful.
Congratulations to you on your new job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful. You're in a beautiful place. The lady in the rose is there, and she really, the rose symbolizes love, hope, and joy, and all of those beautiful things. So they all still exist there. They're still right with you. Yeah, beautiful.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings.
Greetings. Peace and love, Miss Blues. It's Belinda.
Okay. Peace and love, Belinda. How are you?
I'm doing a lot better.
You're doing a lot better? Okay.
Yeah. I've been a little stressed out, but I'm a lot better now.
Okay. Beautiful. So what is so for you tonight, Belinda?
I wanted to ask questions about my children.
Okay.
My first question is my son, Don. He's been having this medical issue, and we can't figure out what's going on. It's like he has some kind of allergic reaction, but... But we can't figure out what's going on with him.
Well, I'll tell you, here's a couple of things. The issue for him, and immediately when you said it, I see it, is actually happening in his stomach. This has a lot to do with his stomach. How old is he? What am I picking up? 13?
36.
He's how old?
He's 36.
He's 36. What happened when he was 13?
13? Ms. Blue, I really don't remember. I couldn't tell you. I don't remember.
Well, you're the mama. I want you to think what was going on around your life around the time he was 13. Let's dad.
It was a lot of issues with Dan because he was like my problem child.
Okay. And So he, at this particular time, he was getting to a lot of trouble and fights and all of this. Yeah, okay.
But he just had issues with just society, period. Going to school and...
Yeah. You know. Very anger issues, resentment issues.
Oh, due to his father. His father wasn't around when at the time a lot.
Yeah. Well, here's a couple of things, and I know you're open to hear this, so I want to tell you, and then you can pass this message on to your son, because it immediately warped me back to 13, so strong that I thought he was 13 now. But I want you to be able to see this, that what he's dealing with now, you know how a lot of times people say, you can't stomach that. Like, you know how you see something and something's going on, you can't stomach it, you can't, it's hard to swallow. Well, he has a lot of situations in his life he can't stomach. He just can't swallow. He can't digest them. So it's impacting a lot of things in his particular, in his stomach area. This has a lot to do with self-worth. It has a lot to do with his own self-worth about what he feels about himself and things that are happening for him at this particular time. So it's almost like we're in the season of autumn, you understand? And for him, this is sort of his time of year where he kind of falls back a little bit. And if you think back over the years in his life, he kind of falls back during this particular time of the year. It's more of his vulnerable energy. And sometimes the seasons will do that for us. So even though we're in one particular, the world may be in one particular season, we may be in another completely different season.
Okay.
But I want you to see this, because this has a lot to do with his relationships in his life.
Okay.
Yeah. And so since he's not on the phone, but you are his mother, you know, I don't give readings to people who don't ask, but you're asking for him, so I'm going to tell you so you can help to kind of process this for him, has to do with his relationships in his life. And so right now he's hovering or digesting a lot of guilt, a lot of anger, and a lot of resentment, and, you know, dealing with a lot of issues at this particular time. A couple of things that he can begin to do, he definitely needs to get on some probiotics, cut out any of the wheat that he may be, any diet, anything in his diet that encompasses wheat or anything that encompasses anything dealing with bread. He needs to begin to take these things out of his diet. Also, the other thing that shines a light has to do with you and his relationship together. And so even though you may say that his father wasn't present and that impacted him, but it was more of you that has impacted him than anything.
Okay.
And I know you can see that. I know you can see that. And so even though he is a grown man now, he is looking for you to be that mother that he always envisioned you to be. And I want to tell you tonight, congratulations, because you're doing that. Despite what you have going on in your own world, you're doing that for him.
Okay.
Yeah. That, I want you to also, one of the things, you can go back into the show, but this, I want you to see this, is the color yellow. So you want to increase a lot of yellow foods in his diet, even having him maybe drink some distilled water with squeezing a little bit of fresh lemons in it, but you definitely charging these lemons and bringing this energy together for your son, because a big part of what's going on has to do with you.
Yeah.
It has to do with all of these things that's still in his gut. You get it? These are things, these are childhood things from the time he's been 13 years old that's in his gut, and now it's time for him to detox these things out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So talking, spending a lot of time together is definitely what you guys need to do. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. He's on his way to emergency now again.
Is he? Yeah. Well, this time I think when he go, they're probably going to give him a diagnosis. Know that everything that manifests itself on the physical side has a spiritual side to it. And on the spiritual side, this is exactly so you can understand what's going on. And so definitely I would say that you need to call him, see how he's doing, check on him. And if you could even go there and be there with him, if that's possible, that would be the best solution. And, you know, really just sort of offer him that support, because he's dealing with a lot of things in his life that he just cannot stomach. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I need to just, if possible, spend more time with him and talk and just have lunch or dinner or whatever.
Yes, you do. You do. You really do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I'll talk. Okay, Ms. Blue, if it's possible, could I ask you one more question, please?
Yeah.
Concerning my daughter, Kamiko.
Mm-hmm.
She's been going, we do some changes, but she's here with me now, but she just wanted me to ask you if she could find out what's going on with her and her future. Or, because she's been to school and doing this and that, but she's been putting in for job applications, but they always send a nice little letter or something back saying that we don't need this help right now, or you don't have enough experience or whatever. I'm like, and she's topping her class. I mean, what's going on with that?
Hmm.
She's an A student.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's great. Congratulations to her being an A student. And congratulations to her being an A student and being at the top of her class and being able to do that. It really is a time for her to really kind of connect more with herself. And so a lot of when she's going out and she's applying for these particular jobs that she's applying for and applying for these particular things that she's doing is, you know, even though she went to school for this, I don't think it's really in her heart to do this. I think she wanna do it, but she may not. No, she has a lot of healing energy around her, you know, that's in her energy. And herself, she needs healing as well, too. And, you know, what did she go to school for? Because I feel like it's some sort of trade or something. What does she do?
She went for EKG and phlebotomy.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. All right, so the blood. Tell her to apply for more positions that are for a phlebotomist for her, because that's definitely the area where she needs to be, in the area of doing more of the phlebotomy work than the EKG. Yes. Tell her to apply for more of things of phlebotomy. That's gonna work for her more, and definitely. Probably within the next 20 days, she's going to get a job. They'll call her back, and she'll have a position that has to do with a phlebotomist. Now, what state do you live in?
Cleveland, Ohio.
You're in Ohio. And is there a hospital or something that sits in front of a mountain or a big building somewhere?
A mountain?
A medical center that looks like a hill or something I see.
Yes, there's one. It's called Marymount Hospital.
Yes, tell her to go there, because that's what I see. Tell her to go there and to apply, to tell her that she wants to go there to apply for a position as a phlebotomist and to work, because I see that this is possibly a big opportunity for her to go where she's going to be working, and tell her she needs every day and really see herself doing this job and really see her there. She has her own fears about being a phlebotomist and doing this, even though she went to school for it. She kind of has some little, she has some reservations about, you know, dealing with people and really opening up to people in the public. So tell her during the day you are the perfect client to pull out her kit and pretend that she's taking your blood and talking to you, a person taking the blood. Yeah, she needs to practice more. That's what she needs. She needs to just do the alchemy, but that's good. And what you can do is you can actually do some research on the goddess Sekhmet, because she is the healer goddess that sits over all the healers. I knew your daughter was a healer, and tell her she needs to look at her role more than just somebody taking blood, as a phlebotomist, as a healer, as someone who is healing, and really begin to speak to people and how that conversation is going to go when she goes to take their blood. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. Plus, she's standing right here next to me.
So yes, in about 20 days. In about 20 days.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue, for the information. My children, they're driving me crazy.
Well, no. They're going through a phase, and see, now you're in a different position as the mother now, and so you get to do things that when they were younger, you didn't have a chance to do because you were so focused on just taking care of your family. So in a sense, your children are calling on you to really be mommy now.
Oh, okay. My daughter just broke out laughing.
She knows it's true. She knows it's true.
Yeah, because when I was young, I was just working night shifts and everything, trying to make things meet up together.
You know what? And it's a beautiful sacrifice. It's a beautiful sacrifice that you made. It's going to be a real healing time, not only just for your children, but also for you. So really celebrate that they can come to you, that they do feel they still need you, the age that they are. There are some children that have left their parents and don't want shit to do with them, nothing. They don't want to call them. They don't want to ask them for nothing, nothing. They feel like they haven't done nothing for them or anything. So really begin to celebrate that your children still look to you to be that goddess, that mother that you are. Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Thank you so much, Ms. Boo. I really do appreciate your share.
Okay.
I'm glad I got on tonight.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you got on, too. Thank you so much. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
I love, too. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 832. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 832, we're going to come back to 832. Yes, greetings.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes,
yes, who's on the line, please?
Am I coming in here?
You're kind of breaking up. You're breaking up a little bit. Who's on the line?
Oh, this Mike from Houston. But man, I'm at work. I didn't think I was gonna get through this early.
All right, Mike, you want me to put you on hold, Mike?
Oh man, it'll be like another hour before I get up out of here. I mean, I'm in the truck right now, you know, but. If they call me, then, you know, since I'm through, I might as well just, you see what I'm saying?
I'm with you, Mike. I'm with you, Mike. So, Mike, what is your question for me, Mike?
I've been trying to get through for a minute. Man,
okay, well, you threw, Mike. Don't blow it up, Mike.
All right, well, something like a reading or something like that.
Okay, well,
because you know, I got a lot going on with this music and everything, and it's just so, man, I don't know where to start.
You got a lot. What's your question, Mike? What's your question?
Question is, right now, what we're doing with this music is getting to the point to where it's time to get it to other people. We're allowing people in, allowing people to hear it, putting it out, this, that, and the other. And now we're trying to branch out to actually make connections with other people out here in Houston, or just around. And it's like, you know, I mean, we've learned a lot and stuff, so it's just trying to, you know, make the right decision, not trying to do any, you know, anything that's going to compromise or make me end up going backwards. You see what I'm saying?
Well, here's the question, Mike. Let me ask you a question. What is it that you're trying to do with your music?
Get it out to the world. It's just, you know, I mean, wake those up, you know, try to put information in the music that people could get to and hopefully, you know, gain some knowledge from it that can help them on their path. And, you know, it's just... Yeah, it's a lot.
But aren't you doing that? Aren't you doing that?
Yep.
Aren't you doing that now? You're doing that. So why do you think that's not enough? Maybe it's not the real reason?
I mean, it's just, and music is a part of me too. So it's like, I like to do music, period, anyway.
Okay.
So, you know, it's just if I can help people along the way, but I like to do music anyway. It's just a part of me.
Mm-hmm. I understand that music is a part of you, and you do it out of your love, and you do it out of your passion, and you really want more people to hear the music, and you want to be able to pass it on. The messages, Mike, and let me just tell you what your spirit guides are saying. The messages that you're putting in music, the reason it has not kept on with people is because it's not real messages. They are just conclusions that someone else has come up with. See, let me tell you a powerful song that you could write about, you could rap to, and that you can make music to. You could talk about all of your failed relationships. Now that would be a number one hit, because inside of you, that's what's coming up, is about your broken relationships and you still trying to bring them relationships together, because it's a lot of things about Mike that you have not come to grips with yet.
Mm. Wow.
So your music is powerful, but it has no substance behind it, because you guys are rapping about ancient conclusions, which is good, because when people hear it, they get to come to their own conclusion. But if you really want to put a message into what you're doing, then you have to put yourself into it. You have to be able to literally open yourself up with your heart's intention. That's
some overlooked.
What spreads the music, not a message.
That's real deep. So, and that's another thing too, like, because I'm, you know, I want to, you know, get to, you know, contact and, you know, get into the spirit world real deep. You see what I'm saying? Like, as far as communication-wise, having a clear communication, not so much to where it's my emotions are leading me to a thought where I'm like, okay, well, you see what I'm saying? I want to have it to where it's just like, I know this is coming straight to me, as opposed to me being angry and then I'm getting certain thoughts coming in, or me being happy and I'm getting certain thoughts coming in. I want it to just, you see what I'm saying?
Oh, I understand exactly what you're saying. One of the things I want you to know is that your emotions is leading you to your spirit, again, because you haven't taken the time to do work on Mike. And you got to do that. You got to do that. So you want to be able to see, this is one of those portals that Brother Bobby Hemmett talks about. I love him so much, energy and love to him and his queen, Linda. And he talks about, and many of the teachers I met, you cannot get in. You have to have a pure heart. And that is to be very honest about where you are and what's going on with you in your life. Where are you? What is going on with Mike? Where are you? You're not talking about just making music for the public. We got enough people out here who are doing that. But if you truly want to be inspired and not motivated, we talked about this on the other show, because there's a big difference between inspiration and motivation. But if you really, really want to be inspired, then that takes work. That takes for you to go within. That takes for you to feel. Sometimes it takes for you to go back and tell somebody how sorry you are. It takes for you to go back and make some wrongs right. It takes an opportunity for you to sit with yourself and understand where you are. I know you got to go. But yeah.
Hmm. All right, I got one more question. That's deep, and I'm gonna really sit on that, because I can come up with something creative big time on that. Yeah, that's what's up. So I really appreciate that.
Hold on, Mike.
Oh.
But you're not doing this to come up with something creative. You're doing this because this is a part of you knowing yourself.
Hmm.
The rest of the world and the music gets it as a side effect. Because if you do it just for putting it in the music, you cannot fool energy at all.
Oh.
That would be self-masturbation. And how long do you really feel that?
What you mean?
Never mind. Go ahead.
I get the joke. Also too, like, so right now, like right now where I'm at with my job and everything, you know, I understand that, you know, a lot of choices I made wound me up here at this place because this is nothing near what I want to be doing. But at the time, it was the best decision. But right now, like, at this point, I feel as though I'm ready to make steps to, you know, transition out of this job and to get into a point to where, you know, I'm basically taking care of me and my family with music. You see what I'm saying? Or things around
right.
that. Just
Let me tell you this. Don't quit your day job yet. It's not time. You have learned so many lessons working on this job. This has helped you with discipline, which you had absolutely none. Do not quit your day job. It's not time yet. Think about your family. It's not time. It's not time for you to quit your day job. And this job here, I beg to differ. You are learning so much about Mike on this job. You're understanding yourself at the deepest levels. So it is a part of your work. It is. And it's a part of what you say you wanted to be committed to. Because I'm going to tell you something. Don't nobody love nobody trying to take care of them.
Mm.
So, don't quit your day job. Don't quit your job. Don't. It's not time. Yeah. It's not
okay,
time.
Okay, so if I wanted to, get a reading, like, another day when you're not doing a show or this, that, and the other, how would I go about that?
Well, you can send me an email, Mike. I'm pretty much booked for this year. I actually have taken everyone from 2014, and we have put them in 2013. I'm working with the Sisters in the Priestesshood, and they will be performing readings after the first of the year. But send me an email at questionforblue@gmail.com. Send me an email. Yeah. You can always reach out to Brother Bilal at Bilal The Experience, too. Amazing brother as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about him because it sounded like he had a little New Orleans accent on him. He must be from back on. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about him, though.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I appreciate, you know, I mean, I got a million and two questions, but, I mean, I appreciate what I got, most definitely.
Okay.
And also,
yes.
But I ain't going to. I won't hold you up. I don't hold you up. But I was about to ask just, you know, what I'm trying to do right now is balance my energy big time. And it's like, you know, because I want to use that energy to manifest, you know, to bring in these things that I want. You see what I'm saying? And what do you see ahead? Like, do you see us running into anybody or meeting anybody that's, you know, in the industry or whatever, this, that, and the other? Or just what do you...
I will tell you this. This is the number one thing that I want to tell you. As far as your music is concerned, don't look for somebody else to do what you can do. Don't.
Yes.
You're in the wrong place because you've already turned the wheel over to somebody else. If you want me to tell you, do I think you'll be walking down the hallway like Drake and Jay-Z bump to you? I mean, he tells the story on the CD. It was a year and some months later, almost 3 years later, before he was working with him. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do not wait for anyone to create your life for you. Do it yourself. If something happens, that's a side effect, but that is not the point. Do not turn your will over to someone else. No one. Not Miss Boo. Absolutely. Not Drake. Not Jay-Z. Not Lil Wayne. Nobody. Nobody. Because, see, that is the same thing as people waiting for someone to come save them. Nobody's coming to save you. And this is something I realized. Ain't nobody coming to save your ass, Blue. Nobody. You understand what I'm saying? There's nobody coming for you. Nobody.
I got you.
Nobody.
Because we even started shooting our own videos and everything, so I got you.
That's right. That's, nobody come. And that's how you need to shoot that video like it is the best fucking video on the planet. Not like you're shooting the video so somebody could come and pick up the video and make a better video. You need to do that. Your life depends on it. If that's truly what you're about, if that's truly where you're at, then you need to do it like this is the final destination. This is it.
Okay.
Nobody's coming for you. Nobody.
Okay.
You better come for yourself.
Okay, I got you. I got you. That helps a whole lot. That really do help a whole lot. 'Cause, yeah. We got it. We're going to be able to do it ourselves. Because we didn't already started that. We didn't already started it going.
Right. But you're doing it with the wrong intention and energy behind it. Because you're doing it because you think somebody's coming for you. And somebody will come for your ass, and then that last moment they will drop your fucking ass and leave you alone when you need them the most. Don't wait for it. Don't wait for it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to make sure I relate this to my girl because she kind of hard-headed, but, you know, she's more down with doing it herself more than me, really and truly. She, you know, but we're gonna get it together. I appreciate, you know, the information. Honestly, I do.
You're welcome.
And I'm definitely going to take all of that into account because, you know, yeah. So I'm gonna go and get on off the line. I know they got a lot of people that's waiting. I'm happy I finally got my time. Something told me because I had been keeping in my mind to you know check in today. I'm at work, but something told me to chime in and boom, I got it.
There it is.
Appreciate it.
There it is. Oh, you're welcome.
You're a real chick for that.
All right, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 83. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 863. Okay, we're going to come back to 863 because we can't hear them. They can't hear us. 863. Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
Me.
Who's on the line, please?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
My name is James. I'm calling in to get a reading. You know, my wife, she listens to you guys every weekend, and she wanted me to get a reading from you guys.
Well, it's only me here tonight, James, so who else is here?
Oh, it is? Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I have been going through a lot lately, and I told her about a situation once when I was younger. I felt like somebody might have put some magic on me then, and I was just trying to get a reading to see was it a negative or a positive experience because there's been a lot of negativity going on.
Well, I think you answered your own question. What do you think it is? Because you said you've been dealing with this all your life. You think it's negative?
I mean, to me, because I try to do everything the right way, you know. And no matter how much I try to do the right thing, it seems like the wrong thing always is popping up. So she was like, you may have some, you know, something hanging over your head, you might want to try to call into the show and see if they can give you a little insight.
Go ahead.
So what would you suggest that I do to try to get to the bottom of where this energy is coming from?
Well, here's a couple of things. I'm not going to make a suggestion. I can give you a reading if that's what you want.
Yeah, I would like that.
Okay. Well, here's one of the things, James. I want to ask you a question. Tell me about your relationship with your mother.
Well, my mother and I mean, we're okay because I feel like I'm the bigger man in the situation. You know, I feel like my mother put a man before me and my sibling, and which led me to, I was 15, trying to do it on my
I think you're
speak
I think,
because.
Yeah, go ahead. You were kind of breaking. You were breaking up a little bit, so I apologize. I just want to make sure that I hear you.
Yeah, so, you know, I've always been the one to just, you know, I'm the oldest, so I've been the one to just, like, suck it up a lot of the times. But, you know, she's never apologized for what happened or anything like that. You know, I just took it on the chin and tried to keep on moving. As far as my relationship with her goes, that's pretty much how it went.
Yeah, well, here's a couple of things. I don't believe that anybody, I'm not picking up any kind of spirit or anything like that, that anybody has put on you, okay? But one of the things that I'll tell you about energy, because it's kind of funny, you know, you do believe that something is on you. Something is there. You do. And because you do believe that, is a big part of what's going on. But the reason I wanted to say about your mother is because in front of me, the goddess Maya just came floating down right in front of me. And she is that divine mother. And I know that that it was tough for you growing up with your mother. And it's one of the things. I know you have internalized it, that your mother put a lot of men and a lot of people before you children. You know, I'm a mother, so I know that that's important, that our children really feel that love and feel that connection for us, and that we are not just kind of putting them off, and it can be very devastating. But the number one thing that you never got from your mother is your mother never really helped you with your self-worth. And so it was like you were trying to please your mother, really show her that I'm going to be this man. I'm going to be the man that my father was never. I'm going to be the man that you never raised me to be. And so a big part of your life has been to prove your mother wrong at every chance you get. Can you see that?
Yeah, I can speak to that.
Yeah. And even when it comes to your relationship with your wife, you really don't hold too much faith in what women say. So this is big. I hope she realized how big this is for you to call in, because you really don't take what women say. You don't really take it very well.
I'll let you speak.
Yeah, you don't take it very well. I think there are some people that's exactly why you said what you said. I'm going to let you speak.
Well, when it comes to me and my wife, you know, it's that, to me, it's just that, you know, I know what I give. I give my everything for my kids, for my wife, for anyone that calls my name. I'm pretty much there. I just feel like I'm getting kind of used up. You know what I mean? So,
well, you know, here's the problem. You're giving yourself to your wife. You're giving yourself to your children, but you're not giving yourself to you. And so what you want, and I'm going to say this word, I know some of the Remix listeners out there will feel me on this, but really what you want is exhilaration. You want
to
be
a pat on the back. Not
you
necessarily to be, you know.
No, you don't want a pat on the back. See, you missed that pat on the back from your mama. So now you need acceleration. You need to know that you are that God, because it's a lot of bullshit that you could be doing that you're not.
Exactly.
You know
that's the struggle that I'm dealing with every day, is trying to, you know, I'm a felon, so I've been going through that situation, and I'm just, like I say, I'm trying to do the quote-unquote right thing, but, you know, the temptation is there for me to just make something happen. You know, it's hard to sit back and just watch things happen to you.
Yes. Here's what I want to do. I need to speak to your wife. Put her on the phone.
Honey, pick up the phone.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great. We were here speaking with your husband. By the way, thank you so much. James, are you still on the phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I want you to hang up. I want to talk to your wife for just a moment.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I want to thank you so much for having your husband call in. That was really beautiful. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to make it kind of quick for you, and I want you to know what's going on. One, he don't have a spell. No one put a spell on him. But I'll tell you, and you probably figured this out, where his spell comes in from is from his mother.
Mm-hmm.
A big part of that. See, his mother never really helped him develop his self-confidence and his self-wisdom. Never really helped him with that. You understand? His mother never, ever helped him with that. And so now that you're his wife, you are the one that has to be able to give him that exhilaration. You're the only one that can give it to him. If you don't give it to him, he's not going to get it, because his mother is not going to give it to him. So what does that mean for you? What's your name?
Alicia.
Alicia, mm-hmm. Let me tell you what that means. That means that you to let your man know that he is God, that he literally is God, and that you thank him for everything he's doing. When he gets ready to come home from work, that you definitely have the kids settled down and you are sitting there on the couch, nice and greased up, waiting for him.
Okay.
Cook him a beautiful meal and make passionate love to him, and really tell him how much you are thankful for him taking care of his family. You know that it's going to get better and better. He needs that from you.
Okay. Now, with the job situation, I mean, he haven't been able to really find anything.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. He will find a job. But see, you got a workhorse there. You got a workhorse. But he's not having no faith, because you don't have no faith. He is looking to you for all of his wisdom. And if you're down in the dump, you understand? So you've got to be at the top of your game so you can bring your man to the top. Because when that brother does get a job, baby, look out. Anything that your heart desires, that man is going to bring it home for you. He's going to do that.
Okay.
So you have got to be the wisdom, and you've got to be the light in that family, in that relationship. I don't care how bad it gets. I want you to find something positive and say, baby, I'm just so glad we are here. I love you. I know we're going to make it through this. You've got to give him exhilaration. Okay? Are you there? You kind of picking up a little bit. I said, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
No, I said, I can do that, but it's going to be hard.
Why is it going to be hard?
Well, because he be having such a bad attitude.
No, he has a bad attitude because you have not given him hope. He needs that. He needs that from you.
Okay.
You understand? So no excuses. Yes. You've got to be that light. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Put him back on the phone. Put James back on the phone.
Okay.
Hello?
All right, James. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you there? You're there? Okay, James.
Yeah,
I just spoke to your queen, and me and her had a nice little talk, and
yes,
she
ma'am.
Definitely knows what she needs to do. I told her to screw and fuck your brains out.
Hey, I have no quarrels with that.
Yes. Yes.
I have no objections to that.
Yes. She's definitely going to give you your exhilaration that you need and to give you that hope and that light and that love. And I definitely see within the next 14 days some beautiful things opening up for you. So keep faith in your queen. Keep faith in your queen. Keep faith. Look to her. She said she's going to do a better job when you come home or when you're there. She's going to have a positive attitude, and she's really going to be, you know, giving you that hope and really giving you that exhilaration. All right?
All right. I sure appreciate your help tonight.
All right.
And, you know, this is, we're a first-time caller, but long-time listeners to your okay. show. And just keep doing what you're doing, sister. You know, you really inspire a lot of people, and you definitely help a lot of people. And we just want to, both of us, I just want to speak for both of us. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak with you tonight. And, again, just keep doing what you're doing, okay?
All right. Well, thank you. Peace and love to you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're
all
welcome.
Right. And come back and let us
right,
know
sister.
How it All right. Peace and
I
love.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. How beautiful is that? We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 214. You're live in the remake. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings on the line, please.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. You're breaking up a little bit, but I can hear you. Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Spencer.
Greetings, Spencer. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Another Houston, Texas. H-Town is representing tonight. The brothers is representing. Yes, Esther. The brothers is representing tonight.
Yes. Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. Okay. Wonderful to actually.
Is it my line breaking up or is it you guys' line breaking
up?
It's
my line. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I think it's your line that's breaking up a little bit. I wish we could hear you because I want to hear you clear. Tell me what your question is.
Okay, my question is about, I was wondering if you can tell me anything about my divine blueprint.
Tell me what you mean when you say divine blueprint. You know, I use that word a lot, and it means a whole lot of stuff.
I guess I'm trying to get confirmation on whether or not I'm actually doing, I guess, what I was put here to do, if I'm on the right track, or...
Oh my gosh, I tell you, spirit is like real funny. Okay, so you want to get confirmation on something that you're thinking about doing, you haven't done yet, but you thinking about doing.
Well, somewhat, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
you know, I'm just trying to see, I guess, if I'm in alignment, I guess, so to say.
Yeah. You are in alignment for what you want to do, and, yeah, you're in alignment. You're in a great place, actually. You're really in a very, very great place. What's your birthday, by chance?
April 25th,
1979. You said April 26th? 27th. Okay. Okay. So here's a couple of things. I see some suitcases near you. Are you thinking about, does it require you to travel?
What do you mean? Like what I'm thinking about doing eventually?
Yeah. You're eventually going to move.
Well, it may. Yeah, it probably would. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's going to require you to change your location, right?
Possibly. I mean, I don't know how it would work out, but
okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's very likely that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the deal. Okay, so you're thinking about this involves you going back to school, correct?
Yeah, I'll have to go back. I'll be going back to school. Yeah.
You'll be going back to school, and this is a great place for you. I see nothing but lights, fire lights of joys and sparkles all around you. This is going to be a good move for you. One of the things for you, you're definitely at this particular time, you're in the cycle of being practical. And so when things have to be practical, that means that you definitely need to put a plan in place. And so even though some of the pieces are all saying yes, green light means go, you have to really kind of get your mindset in the position that this, you're in for the long haul. No more what you did before, do it for a little bit, stop, none of that. You have to say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to finish this, and this is going to be definitely for the long haul.
Okay.
Mhm. Gonna be in for the long haul. Yeah. So yeah, it's a great move. It really is. It really is. Yeah. Mhm. Mhm.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I mean,
Go ahead. You was gonna say.
I was going to ask you, too, I mean, do you see anything around me spiritually or anything with me passed away or anything like that?
Well, I do see some energy around you spiritually. Now you have about 8 spirit guides that are currently around you. And I see a young boy. He looks like he may be about 13, 14 years old. And he looked like he comes out of the Middle East as one of your main spirit guides. He likes to play and have a lot of fun, which is something that even though you're laughing with me on the line, really kind of one of those shy brothers, and he's your spirit guides to really kind of break your ass out of that, you know, kind of get you to be a little bit more daring, you know, in things that you do and a little bit more open. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes, it is. Awesome, it is. I do see them. So you have 8 spirit guides around you, and you actually have an archway that is open. It's been open for some time now. It looks like it's been open for about 4 or 5 months. One of the rays of light I want you to begin to work with is going to be yellow. I want you to work with the ray yellow light. So just kind of imagine almost like sunlight, and I want you to see that energy sort of kind of coming into the back of your throat chakra. Just imagine that yellow ray light just gleaming into the back of your throat. And what that's going to do, it's really going to help you to open up more to all of beingness you feel on the inside. It's going to allow you to be able to express this easily on the outside, because sometimes you struggle with that, you know?
Okay.
Unless you feel
right.
Comfortable with a person. This is really just going to have you, so all those crazy, funny thoughts you'd be thinking in your mind, you'll just start saying them out loud.
So what exactly is an archway?
An archway is usually where your spirit guides are, and that's just how I internalize it, and I see it. It's almost like a door opening. When this archway open, it's like your spirit guides, like you got extra help. It's almost like being a superhero and having your superhero team come with you. So now you get your team. You got about 8 of them. They're all there, and they are ready like I said, start, you know, you can ask them to show up in dreams and different things. Like I said, it looks like a young guy. He looks like he's about 13 years old. He looks like he's from India from the way that he's dressed, and he's very, very playful. He likes to have a lot of fun, and he's a trickster. He likes to play tricks and do all kinds of things. That's one of your main spirit guides there. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And I have just one more question.
What's that with the devil question tonight? Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so I just want to know, like, with, I guess back to the original question, is, I guess, what I'm, you know, I have an idea. Like, right now, I feel like I'm in my, I'm working in my purpose as far as my career. But I feel like that there's another level that I'm...
It is.
Huh?
You're on the right track. You are definitely on the right track.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
That's right. Next level, here we come.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love. Thanks for calling in. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. I think I went to this caller, but let's see. We'll go to the next caller. Call in from area code 513. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Oops, hit the wrong person. Hold on. Let me stay focused. Blue, stay focused. 513, live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Who's on the line, please?
I'm doing okay. My name is Jira, and I'm calling from Cincinnati, Ohio.
What's your name?
Jira.
Jira. That's a beautiful name, Jira.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Blue, I want to basically ask you, like, a question about, I've been in this, it was like an office. Off and on relationship, and it's lasted about 7 years. And I'm basically like a spiritual woman and humanitarian type of, you know, free spirit person. And he is more like, he was on that, like going in that direction too, but now that we're off, he's like turning more into like more of like a clone, as I would say, like doing things the way that society wants people to do it, like in that structure, like be opinionated towards other people and look down, you know what I'm saying? Like he's turning more into like, and very religious and judgmental type of person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and then it's like we have a 3-year-old and I'm just trying to figure out like how do I like incorporate... Let me see. I guess his belief, but, you know, me still have mine as, like, being a spiritual person and not be so, like, religious because I'm not really a religious person. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm.
Like, I believe I take different things from each religion, but I'm more spiritual, but he's turning, like, directly into, like, religion, and then he doesn't believe in anything else. So it's just kind of difficult right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how, like, we should go ahead, like, raising my son, like, because I don't want him to be religious.
Well, you know, here's the thing. When you met him, he was a religious brother.
Well, he wasn't really. No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
He was more like, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. He was a religious brother. He just was more open because he was with you.
No, this is the thing. I was Miss Blue, I was the more religious person. And because I was like raised Baptist, Christian or whatever. And when I met him, I had broke out and was, you know, exploring different things. And I found out who I was. But it's like now I feel like we switched places is what really happened.
You actually haven't. You haven't switched places. You really haven't. Trust me. He was the religious brother then. He just was not calling it what he's calling it at that time. Mm-hmm. You're still the same you, and he's still the same him. It doesn't mean that your perspectives have not changed. I mean, I hear you when you say that you, what he's turned himself into, and this is sort of your sort of take on how you're judging him. But at the end of the day, what does that have to do with you two loving each other?
Like, Ms. Blue, as far as our, like, communication and our relationship with each other, it's very turbulent. Like, we're not getting along right now.
Right. And you think that's, do you think it's because of the religion aspect, or is that just what y'all have told yourselves?
I think that it has to do with, like, that part, it has a little bit to do with it, but I think the overall person that he's becoming and the person that I'm becoming, it's kind of like going into two separate, like, directions.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like he's going more into the religious realm. And, like, when I say that, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with religion, because it's not. But I
right.
think it's something wrong with people in religion when they start judging other people. Like, you know, with me being spiritual and all that, he was like, what, are you a black hippie now? And I'm like, well, you knew I was kind of like this when you met me. So it's like, why
yeah,
start
that,
judging?
That was the question. The question is, that was the question I was going to ask you, is that, or statement make, is that he's judging you. That's what he's doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you're basing on how he is based on what he's saying about you. Do you think that's a real good assessment? Or you think this
yes,
just kind
yes,
of what y'all, this is what you two do to each other when y'all aren't together? Yeah. I mean, I want you to see it for what it is so you can really understand where you're at. He's doing all this because
right.
he knows you hate that kind of shit. So he's doing it.
Yes, I do a lot.
That's right. And you're doing stuff to him because you know he can't stand that. So you're doing it to him. And really, my concern is the baby, not you two.
Right.
Because y'all been doing this for 7 years, and chances are you're not going to stop. You understand? It is about your child. The best
right.
thing for you to do is to reclaim the real you by starting to direct all of your, you know, energy, your precious energy, into
mm-hmm.
the present, being present. Leave all of that shit alone, because this is still a man that you love, and you know he still loves you. Leave all that other stuff alone. Don't try to get into where he's moving to religiously, or where you're moving to religiously, and what you don't believe and what he believes. Leave all of that shit alone
mm-hmm.
and focus on the present. When you're talking to him, you're talking about your son and you're talking about him. And be who you really are. You don't even ask him how he's doing anymore. And you're not that type of person.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue.
Yes. So be who you are, because that is the magic. Once again, I will say this for us sisters when it comes to relationships. We really hold that flag more than we really care to know that we hold it when it comes to men and when it comes to our men and our families in our relationships. And, you know, this is sort of, I'm speaking to you, but I'm speaking to myself, and I'm speaking to every sister out there. And so we do things, we say things sometimes, and we're a little reckless with it. You understand? But we got to know that these men that are in our lives are really looking to us to hold that place of balance. There's a reason the goddess Mayat is a woman. She's feminine energy.
It's true.
Because we hold that place of balance. And so don't lose sight of who you are just because you guys are in turbulent times right now.
Yes,
don't do that. Because I'm going to tell you, we don't do so well when we get in that realm. When you start to come at a man like another man, it's a whole, you know, he comes at you with some other kind of shit, like for real.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care how tough we are as women, we really can't handle the way they try to come back at us. You know,
So don't lose who you are. Don't lose who you are. Be who you are. Say what you would normally say. Say what you would say to anybody. You understand?
But, Miss Lou, one thing that I have realized is, like, I changed a lot. I think I've been, like, way nicer to him than I would usually be. Like, I'm cordial already, but I feel like when I am genuinely being me, he's so, like, he criticizes that a lot.
Yes, of course. Of course,
like,
because
even now with him,
it's a defense,
you know, going
mechanism.
Back into, yeah.
It's a defense mechanism, and he's doing things to get a reaction out of you. You
yes,
understand?
He does.
He's doing that. He,
he
wants to get
does.
The action. You know what you tell him? I will always love you, and I love our child. And whatever you decide, you know, hey, you know, that I want it to work for you. Leave him with that instead of always giving him what he wants, a good fucking fight, so he could curse your ass out for some shit he don't like you did.
And that is so true.
Yes. We don't want to go talk about that stuff.
Right. But Miss Blue, I have my best friend on the phone, too, and she wanted to get a reading, too, if that's possible.
Ooh, y'all is really devil teaming me tonight.
Girl, three
I mean,
way. I had to. Had to have her on there too with me.
Okay, all right. I'm wonderful. How are you? Who's on the line, please?
I'm blessed. My name is Rylan.
What's your name, pretty?
Rylan.
Rylan?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful, Rylan. That's a pretty name, too. Yeah, so what's
Thank
so
you.
For you?
Okay, well, right now, I recently started a new job that I love. I got all my ducks in a row. Everything is going fine on the page that it should be on because I had ended a relationship with my ex-fiance. It's like since I found my avenue in life, standing on my own two feet, it's like my mother has gotten distant from me. And she has said some foul things to me. I'm adopted child, but she has told me and my children before she'd rather spend time with other family members versus come around us. And she has really said some painful things to my children. And I just want to know, like, the tension that she has towards me, and I feel like she admired me in the sense of being a single mother of three children and still standing on my feet. And it's like I can't connect with her. Like, I appreciate her for adopting me and raising me and giving me the best life that some children don't even get to experience, you know,
right,
with their biological mother.
That's true.
But it's kind of hard to sit up here and honestly say I love my mother, and that's just something
why?
That just pains
why?
Me.
Why you can't say you love your mother?
Because of the way that she has treated me, how she'll down-talk me. I hear from other people all the time how intelligent my kids are, how I'm such a good mother. It's like she don't uplift me.
Here's a couple of things I want you to think about, that and I know you can hear this, is that your mother who raised you, that's your mother. And so a lot
right.
of times spiritually what happens is we choose our soul group and we choose how we're going to make a connection into our soul group, you see. And that connection of us coming into our soul group, particularly when it is that mother's energy that's coming in, we pick certain individuals because we need certain things. One of the things that your mother knows is that she needs to be that mother that gives you love, and she does. But she's also one of these no-nonsense women that don't really take a lot of shit, and she's one of these women who don't mix sugar with shit. And so, yes,
there are people in your life that are saying how well-behaved your children are, how intelligent they are, how they speak so well, and that is it. But I want you to know that despite what comes out of this woman's mouth, she is hoping for the best for you. And I must say that again, the best. She don't want you to be average in nothing that you do. You understand? And one of the things that you struggled with is becoming complacent in your life. And so you may not like her method, but here's what I want you to think about. You said you can't honestly say that you love her. Really? You can't?
Really,
you can't say that you love this woman who took you in, that didn't have to, that raised you the best she knew how. You can't? Mm-hmm. Before you answer, be very careful, because you got three children. And I want you to know that you are already energetically setting that scene up for them. So you want someone to give you unconditional love, but you're not willing to give it back.
Well, that's the thing. I don't get it. It's just like...
But it's not about... Hold on. It's not about you getting love to say that you love somebody. See, this is how we get fooled and tricked. You just said that the relationship you had, you're very thankful for that. So you telling me that that thankfulness is not love?
Saying and meaning it is two different things. I care about her, of course.
Then there's nothing to talk about. You understand? Because if you cannot have unconditional love for someone who gave you life, because that's literally what she gave you. Because I know you have heard the stories, and I know you have read stories not only from biological parents, but from children who have been in foster care.
Right.
If you cannot see any love in that, then you're going to have a very difficult time seeing love in other places in your life. Because it's clear. You ain't got to like her. You ain't got to like her. But love her, you need to love her for the fact that you got enough sense to stand here today to say what is not acceptable as the mother. Because
right.
she taught you how to be a better mother. She definitely gave it to you.
She definitely did. I just think our connection was lost when I found out I was adopted.
Here's something I want to tell you. If you found out your connection was love when you found out you was adopted, then where did the love go? Because now you're telling me that it is your love is so unconditional, is so conditioned, that you may call back in 6 months from now and say you don't love one of your kids because of something.
Oh, I could never do that. All my love.
Oh, don't say never. Don't say that. Don't say never. Because you just told me you love someone, and now you can't say you love them.
I don't feel that way for my adopted mother. I don't.
So why, when you felt that?
My children are a product of me.
Okay. And she was a product of you, because if it wasn't for her, there would be no children. I'll say this last thing to you. You said that you loved her at one time. And now you don't. You're going to have to live with that for the rest of your life.
Actually meaning that, I can't sit up here and say I mean that. I definitely care about her, of course. But actually meaning that.
Hold on. But I'm clear that you don't. I'm clear that you don't love her now. But I'm talking about when you said you did love her. You do remember saying that, right?
I said, my love, where, you asked me where has the love went. I said, to myself and my children and the Most High.
No, it don't work that way. It don't work that way. No. Listen to what I'm saying. Love is not some damn token that you transfer from person to person. It's not like getting a blood, a blood transfusion. You don't give love and then take the love back and transfer it to somebody else. That's how people got contaminated and died. You understand? From poison blood. You understand? If you loved her at any point in your life, that love should still be there. Now, you may not want to have a relationship with her. You may not want to be in connection with her because you don't like her actions. But if you love somebody, then you love them. See, that's what's wrong with our world today. You said you've transferred the love to yourself. You always should have had love for yourself.
You gave. Should always have love for themselves. That's true. But me growing up, like I said, I've always cared about her. I can't sit up here and actually say I love her. And
okay,
it's not
but,
the point
but listen.
That.
Listen,
listen to me.
You said at one time you loved her. Didn't you say that?
I don't recall saying that.
Well, here's what I want you to recall. I want you to go back because you want to know why your relationships don't work. I want you to go back and I want you to listen to what you said. You said, when I found out that she had adopted me, I loved her for that. Now you're telling me you don't love her. You took the love away.
I think you're taking that out of context. I got love for the situation that she got me. She adopted me. I respect
okay,
her
so,
on that
aspect. Okay, so we're past I'm that.
About
so why are we?
My heart loving her.
Right.
Totally
okay.
Different.
So. No, it's no difference. But let's talk about what's your question. What's your question then? Obviously,
I don't have a question because I feel like you just took it the wrong way.
I didn't take it the wrong way. I understand exactly what you're saying. You can't hear it. You know, I want you to imagine this. So I'll put you in your world. Imagine the Most High having love for you, but he goes back and look at some of the shit you done did and took the love back. Now what?
Oh, and a lot of people are going through that. That's why you got to reverse.
Nobody's going through that. It doesn't work that way. No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. You can't revert on someone else's love. Either somebody loves you or they don't. And one of the blessings that I will send to you is that maybe you will go back and listen to that. And I hope it does not come up in your life that you have to choose between loving your children because they did something that you didn't like or they separated themselves. And finally, you see them now in a completely different light and say, I no longer hold love for you in my heart. So I wish you peace and blessings and love because I do love you. It does change. It doesn't change.
It don't
based
change,
on that.
But she has.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 412. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 412. Okay, we can't hear you, 412. We'll come back. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 561. You're live in the remix.
Hi, Miss Lou. Hi, Remix family. This is Anne.
Hey, Anne.
Oh, boy. Okay. So I'm noticing that tonight's theme, there's a lot of job questions, and I definitely have one, too. I just finished school, and I'm looking to quit my job and get another one. So I've been applying left and right, So just
wait a minute.
Hold on.
Can you back me up? I think I missed something. Tell me.
Okay. So I finished school last week, and I've been applying for a whole bunch of jobs, and I just wanted to see if you are seeing that a particular job is coming up for me. Like, am I going to get a decent job, a decent paying job that's going to allow me to, like, move out or something?
Well, here's the thing, two things. I do see that you are going to get a decent job, yes. Whether or not you move out, that's going to be up to you. I will tell you this, don't rush to do it.
Okay.
Don't rush to do it. You see, because let me tell you, you're putting the wrong energy there. You want to move out so you can get away from your mama. Stop it.
Yeah.
You understand? Stop it. That should not be the reason you want to move out. Oh, I can't tell you. I wish my mama was close to me so I could live my mama, like, for maybe not always, but for a minute. You understand what I'm saying? But what I'm telling you is that is the wrong reason for wanting to get a decent job. You understand? Mm-hmm. And this is what I'm talking to everybody here tonight. We have to begin to start looking at that point of awakening. You understand? Before we can start remixing shit in our life, really start looking at that point of awakening. You understand? Like, all of these great things are happening to you. You finished school, you did this, and, you know, you're about to apply for it. All of this happened in this fortress of where you're saying you don't want to be. It's nothing wrong with saying, once I get myself together and I can save a little bit of money, I'm going to move out on my own. That is a natural thing for everyone, children, adults alike. There is nothing wrong, but it's also nothing wrong with where you are. The minute you start letting that hate be your motivation, that's when
I go wrong.
Yeah, that's when all hell breaks loose. So why even put that energy there? Why do that? Why do that? The only thing you're ensuring is that your ass got to come back. You understand? Mm-hmm. That's what you're ensuring. So why not just say, I am so thankful that I have you. Do you know how many people don't have a mama house to go to or daddy's couch to lay on? Do you know how many people don't have that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not to say then you should just be totally thankful. But I think so many times we can't see the blessing that are right in front of our face. We're so busy reaching for stars that we can't stay grounded in our own physical body. You understand? So see this as all of this as a blessing, you know? It really is truly a blessing. You've been able to manifest a place for you to stay. Your mother and you don't get along, but we've talked about this 100 times over.
Yeah.
And it really is an easy solution to it. Your mother is not your enemy. You understand? And even when we look at the word inner me, we have to go within. It is I-N-N-E-R-M-E, the inner me. Your mother is not your inner me, but she is your inner me. That's you. So what you're hating, what you're resisting, what you're fighting against is what you have inside of you. Love that in you. Love your enemy. This is where that saying comes from. Love your enemy. They're not talking about someone outside of you, but something that's in you. When you can love your inner me, then you can attack your enemy.
Okay.
All right. So, yes.
Yeah.
I do see you getting that job, but hold on. Don't pack them bags too quick.
Okay. Do you know, like, if it's going to be, like, at a spa, or is it...
Well,
Yeah.
I'm going to say this because I do see a mermaid laying in water. It does look like it's going to be a spa. And I feel like within the course of the next 3 to 4 days or at least within a week, you'll have an answer. So make sure you call back and let us know.
Okay. And I have one more question. Can you tell me, like, the spirit guides that are around me and what they're there for?
Spirit guides that are around you.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, you know, interesting enough, I do see a spirit guides that are around you. You have a total of 6 spirit guides around you. And one of them is a Zulu warrior. He's a man, and he's dressed in his Zulu outfit, and he has sort of a shield and a staff with him. Real chocolate brother. Very chocolate.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He's a warrior, though. He's a big-time warrior. So, you know, sometimes you may want to channel that energy and kind of work with him so you can release that. Yeah, that Shaka Zulu-type nigga with you. Yeah.
Is that from, like, a past life or something?
Well, I'm not in your past life at this time.
Okay.
And honestly, Yeah. You pushing it.
Okay, sorry.
I'm teasing, Anne. You know I love you. I'm teasing. But this is one of your spirit guides that's with you, and it's the main one that is up front.
Is there anything in particular that he's trying to help me with?
Oh, yes. He's trying to help you with your anger and energy. Helping you. That's what he's helping you with. Your inner me. Got it?
Yeah.
All right. Peace and love.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Y'all are doing the most. Next call, calling in from area code 931. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing, Ms. Blue? My name's Danelle. I'm calling from Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Yes, ma'am, Tennessee. Yes.
Okay.
And I've been listening for several years, and I basically just want to, ask a question. I'm not sure if, because I'm basically a loner in so many words, and basically all I do is study a lot and try to, you know, produce, you know, my work as far as, me bringing it out, and basically I'm in a point of understanding and overstanding, like, and I don't know if I'm doing too much of that or if I'm analyzing too much of it, basically far as me moving as self, and I want to know, should I be moving, I know I should keep moving and keep moving forward, and I really don't have any doubt, but I believe it's more like I'm kind of feeling like I'm carrying something that's, I don't know if I'm supposed to be indulging in it or am I supposed to pardon from it, separate myself from it. Because I'm witnessing, let's see, my environment, you know, it changed, but I don't know if I can get away. I don't know if I need to be getting away from something or indulge more into something. I'm not understanding.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
It does.
Okay.
I'm really kind of talking to the higher part of you, but let me ask you a question. What was your name again?
My name is Danelle.
Danelle. All right,
yes.
Danelle. So basically, I'll tell you, and I'm saying your word. You said basically so much that I'm basically.
Okay, right.
I'm basically. I'm sorry. I'm just teasing. No apologies needed. One thing that I do see, it's not very close to you, but I see a suitcase packed. So I know that you are thinking about moving or leaving, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And,
yes, ma'am.
one of your concerns is that if you decide to take this move and if you go, will you lose yourself? Will you compromise yourself in doing so, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. No, you will not, and you do. The move is good for you. One of the things that I see, I need you to help me out with this. Why do I see a uniform? Are you thinking about doing anything with any kind of service or company that requires a uniform?
Let's see. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Let me see. No, ma'am. I don't, because I don't have a job. Basically, all I really do is study and try to bring that out into form as far as my music and you know, even talking to people on the blog talk radio. But
so
who
wears a uniform around you? Somebody's a uniform. Who's that?
Who is wearing a uniform?
Some sort of uniform.
I really don't, because the only person that I know is my father, and I don't have any connections with him, and that he used to be in the Navy, and I don't really know anything about.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. One of the things I want to tell you is that, you know, it's a lot of mama issues tonight. Let's talk about your mama.
Okay.
It's a lot of mama issues tonight.
Right. I never been in this position before. People usually always ask me. I'm usually always giving readings out, and I never indulge in anybody giving me a reading. And you got to be on point if you pull my mama from me. For real.
It's some mama stuff going on. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Let's see. Well, I love my mother to death, but it's like she don't. I don't know if I want to believe every mother appreciate their child, but as far as the way I come from a Christian background, and I'm not religious or anything, I'm more highly spiritual. I'm more in a place on definitely believing we're gods, the woman, the black man and the black woman, that we are gods. And and I don't really even I never got to express any of my success to my mother. But, it's minor, you know, because it's nothing material. But let's see. And that's basically describing her or my relationship. You know, we're not really one. We don't really have a relationship, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I guess that's describing the relationship. I mean, I don't, like, a lot of my knowings of my mother is, I got to say, is really spiritual, because, like, she didn't interact with me on telling me who she is, you get what I'm saying? Or, you know. But, like, a lot of things come to me spiritual, and I don't know. I guess that's why I'm calling you, because
that's fine. And thank you for that. I know that's kind of a difficult subject for you when you start to talk about your mother. I could hear your whole throat chakra and see energy moving around there. Here's some of the things I want you to know right now. I know you said right now you're not working. So who takes care of you?
Basically, I take care of myself, and everything's, and the things that's around me, honestly. Honestly how I mean, dealing with, like, money or anything, no one, but, like, if I, like, the love and the vision, it would be, you know, my daughter, my queen, but not materialistically, not financially. She don't take care of me in that form.
So you take care of yourself financially through your music?
Yes, ma'am. Now it's a gumbo pot. Now it's whatever I can. A lot of people call me the Arthur Dodger, but basically that's whatever I can to, you know, that can bring in income. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Like, and that's from editing to mm-hmm. speaking to music.
Yeah. Well, here's a couple of things. I definitely think a move for you, although I don't see that move for another 4 to 5 months from now, really, but I think you're going to get an opening where that's going to be a better place for you. I do see something very strong with the uniform, and I don't know if that is your father, and if that is the case, then that would mean that he's made his transition.
Right. My father, I mean, he's still alive, I believe. My father's still, yeah, he's still alive. I mean, unless he died overnight. But I don't know. I haven't worn. I don't.
You know what? You said unless he died overnight. You talked to him yesterday?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No, I haven't. But I will check on that. And
yeah.
I don't have the credentials to get a job with a uniform. So I doubt if it was me. And I'm really, I mean, the so-called credentials. But let's see. I don't.
No. This is definitely, you need to definitely connect with your father. You need to definitely connect with your father, and you definitely need to connect with your mother, a big part of that. You said you're a spiritual brother, so spiritual brother, let's talk on a higher level, and that is that you understand that you chose your mother and your father, and it is because of where they are in their consciousness that it helped you get to where you are. So you holding a grudge against your mother tells you missed the mark in spiritual studies, big time, big time. You see, because there's no way that you can tell me that with the stuff that you doing and you telling other people that you sitting around still mad at your mama.
Right. I'm not mad at her, though. It's just
mad is just the word.
I understand.
You shouldn't have no problem whatsoever, because here's one of the things that I know. When you're the one who knows, you're the one who's responsible. So, since you're this spiritual brother that then tapped in, and I believe you have tapped in, I definitely will attest to that, then you're the one that should be above that. Your mama issues should have been over.
You're right.
It should have been over. And it is because of that that you struggle in that one part that you just can't get, and that's the wisdom, because you get that energy from the feminine expression, your mother.
You're right.
That's why certain places you draw a blank.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I want you to do. I definitely want you to resolve those mama issues. And for you, you got mama and daddy issues. So you need to resolve your mama issue and your daddy issue. Both of that. And so one of those is your main thing. Your father keeps coming up is because the father is connected to time. And this is why you keep your timing is off. And this is why you can't move forward, because your timing is off. And the only other thing that really helps people continuously move themselves forward when their timing is off is wisdom. And you ain't got that either. So you can't even slide your ass in wisdom.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's what I want you to do. You deal with graphics. I need you to make you a nice little picture and put it together using the peacock and the feathers and the energy of the peacock and pulling those things together.
Okay, one more time. The peacock and what else? I'm sorry.
Yeah, get a picture of peacock feathers, like from a peacock, and
yes,
use that as sort of a guided meditation for you. To begin to open you up, to open up your creativity. But if you want to move those things forward, you definitely need to, you should have a relationship with your father. There's absolutely no reason you don't. I'm not saying go sit down at the table and be eating with him every night, but you definitely need to have a relationship. You're a spiritual brother. You need to go ahead and mend those ties. You have children? Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. And so you want to make sure
You want to make sure that your tree of life has all of the leaves that it's supposed to have on there. No dead branches. Don't build the tree with dead branches when you don't have to.
Yes, ma'am.
All right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in. Keep doing what you're doing in Tennessee.
Yes, ma'am. Peace and love, and thank you so much.
All right. Peace and love. Yeah. Yeah. And one of the things I want you guys to keep in mind, when it comes to, and I want you to think about our brothers out there. I know we've been talking about sisters a lot tonight, but one of the main things I want you to think about, the reason we have so many of our brothers incarcerated, locked up in prison, because they have father issues. They have deep-seated father issues. That's why they're doing time. Remember, father issues are connected to time. And there's not a brother out there that don't have a problem with their father that didn't do some time. They got major issues with their daddy. I guarantee you, they done did some time. They done did some major time. Yeah. So daddy, father time. They don't call him father time for nothing. Know that all of these words, you know, Brother Bilal definitely taught us that well. They are connected and they are there for a very divine reason. Very divine. They can speak to you in so many different ways. Yes. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 209. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good evening, Ms. Blue. My name is Desiree, and I'm calling from California.
All right, Desiree, calling from California. How are you?
Me. I am wondering, do you see me moving out of California in the near future?
You're trying to get out. You're trying to get out, Callie. You trying
see
to
me, see me.
I see the, you know, the song is I'm going back to Cali. You don't want to go back to Cali.
I've been here too long. I need a change.
You need a change, yeah. Change. Let's see if you're going to move out of California. Before you get ready to tell me about you leaving California, one of the things, I'm going to tell you some things I see around you. Tell me how those things are connected to you. One of the things that I see around you is a needle. I see a gauze.
Wait, you see a needle, you see a what?
A gauze, like some gauze.
Oh, gauze?
Yeah.
No.
Why would that be around you?
It isn't.
It isn't? What do you do?
Retired.
You're retired. What did you used to do?
I was a customer service supervisor for a major utility.
So where did needle and the gauze come in from?
I did work as an operator in a hospital.
Oh, okay.
That was my second job.
That was your second job. Are you thinking about doing something else?
No. My vow is to never work again.
You know,
but I am into health, and I am studying I'm studying everything, herbs and
this. Are you? Okay. Let me tell you. Okay, so it's making sense to me. Thank you for that. I smell something. I hope it's coming from the internet and Baby Blue ain't out there doing something while doing a show. Oh, my God. I just don't know what to do. Okay. Oh, man. Okay. So here's the thing. I definitely do see you leaving California. If you want to, you can. You definitely can. It really is about setting good intentions and seeing that. I see you sort of working with, and I can't think of what they do, but in the holistic world, I can't, and I know somebody smarty pants out there is going to tell me, it's where they actually take your blood, and they take your blood and they examine it under a microscope, and they can tell you about different things, minerals and different herbs and things you need in your body to balance you out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's called, But I did a reading for a sister, I think a year or so ago, and she was studying that along with holistic medicine, because I see you kind of as a healer. You are a healer, and I see that's the work that you're going to be doing. I don't know if we would call it work. You understand what I'm saying?
No, but, if you're enjoying it, it's not work.
Yeah. Well, definitely doing that, but I can't think of the proper name. It's I can't think of it, but I'll come back to that. But definitely, I do see that there is going to be an opportunity for you to leave. But here's the thing. No, it's not a phlebotomist, you guys. No.
No.
Not that.
Not blind blood.
No, it's not a phlebotomist at all. But one of the things that I do see is that for you, California has been one of those places that it was sort of a happy place for you, but now it's sort of where heartache lives.
I don't know whether it's heartache or I'm just tired of being here. I just want to be somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what do you think has brought you to this point now as opposed to maybe before?
Oh, no, I've been feeling this way for quite a while.
And why do you think you didn't move before?
Finances.
You said what? Finances?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And what has changed now? Nothing.
Nothing.
Right. And so here's what I want to tell you is that you could have been moved. Finances is not the reason you haven't moved.
Okay.
Yeah, finances is not the reason you have not moved at all. That's not it. Because if you really, really want to move, all you have to do is set the intention and start really putting things in motion, and then it will open up. May not be quickly for you, but it will. It is possible. So you want to know.
I've been putting it in motion, Ms. Blue.
Put it in motion because, you know, California is high as hell. You can move anywhere in the world and be better off. You know it's high as hell out there. It's high as hell in California. I couldn't do it.
It is. It is.
It is. You can do
it.
It
is.
You can move.
I'm upside down in my house, and so, you know, it's finances.
Well, guess what? You're upside down in your house, and it's just half of the country. What you do is if you want to sell your house and you want to move, you can do it. You got a lot of equity in it. You can do it. Look at your options. Start
equity is on, Ms. Blue.
Look, still look into it. Look into it. It's not all gone.
Do it, Ms. Blue.
Keep looking. You called me, right? I'm telling you.
I sure did.
Look into it, because when you look into that, you're going to find other options that are going to be available for you. But it has to do with you going back and looking at the equity that's in the house. And even if you call, they're going to ask you a question that's going to lead to what you're doing. So you have to trust the process of doing it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if you're upside down in your house and all of this is going on, you could have been cut your losses and rolled the hell out, and you didn't do it.
No, I didn't do it because I couldn't pay rent. I couldn't go somewhere and pay rent for what I'm paying on a house note. So.
Oh, yes, you can. Oh, my gosh. California rent? Of course you can.
No, not California rent for what I'm paying for my house.
I guarantee you. How much are you paying a month for your house?
$1,207.49.
No. Listen, you could have you a mansion in Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina, that kind of money. You could be living in a mansion. Do your research. Do your research. You could have been moved. You could be in Georgia living way in the suburbs. You could be in New Mexico. You could be in Arizona. You could
be. I don't want to be in those places.
Where do you want to be? Where do you want to move?
Oregon.
Well, definitely in Oregon. Do you know that Oregon has a plan that you could actually get a house for free just for moving your ass out there? Did you know that?
I sure didn't.
they will give you a house free. Oregon, you mean to tell me you struggling to go to Oregon? You better do your research. Oregon will buy you a house and you can live rent free just for occupying the land, because they have so much land and not a lot of people in the state of Oregon.
Well, I'm going to check into that. That must have been why I called.
Ooh, of course. You better check into Oregon. You're not in the chat room by chance, are you?
No, ma'am.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Glad you're not. They saying all kind of crazy stuff in there.
Are they talking about me?
Yes, they're talking about you. They talking about, I don't know no niggas in Oregon. Ain't nothing out there but the Klan. Y'all are so crazy.
That's what they always say about Oregon. Even my family that lives up there to the part of Oregon where I desire to live, there's no black folks there. I said, well, that's okay. That must be why I need to be there.
See, I told you, you better go back and check that heart and check that heartbreak, because that's why you want to leave. Yes.
No, it's not heartbreak, Miss Blue. It's not.
Okay. I hear you. I hear what your mouth's saying.
No, it's true. No. It's not about heartbreak at all. No.
That's what my daddy say. My daddy say, I hear what your mouth's saying.
Just saying. I know. I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Another quick question.
Yes.
I have set up my corners in my house, my money corner, my love corner, et cetera, and
mm-hmm.
I've got boxes. I have packed. My money corner is clear.
Okay.
There's, you know, I don't put furniture up against the wall, so it was already properly feng shuied in there. But the only difference is now that I have packed everything, but it's still neat.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, there's flow, but there's still boxes. So do I need to move the boxes to the other side of the room?
You don't. But what you do need to do is you do need to have that conversation with your house, the spirit in that house. And
okay.
You need to let the house know that you are going to be moving on. And really talk about the beautiful things that took place there. And if it is a spirit you don't want to follow you, then you can tell the house that you want the house to stay there to nurture the next family that may move in, that come into that space.
No, I talked to my house, because this house is a wonderful house. I've really grown here, and it's a house of peace.
Mm-hmm.
It is so peaceful. It's just wonderful. The house, and I talked to my house.
Right.
So,
well,
and I've told the house that I want to move. And
right.
I, you know, just like you said, I've had that conversation.
Did you tell the house?
And I've also seen, mm-hmm. I dreamed, or I don't know whether I was asleep or awake, but I saw this bright light when I first set up my money corner. And this column of bright light in that corner. But,
yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's good. Well, I know you talked to your house, but did you make a parting to either say for the energy, that spirit to stay there, or you wanted the spirit to come with you? Because if you didn't do that, then that is not a real ceremony. And I've seen this for my friends who are realtors that sell
uh-huh.
mansions. And they laugh about it, but when I go in and do it with them and they do it, I guarantee you the house sells. So you really need to come to grips with either you want that peacefulness and that spirit to follow you to the next house. You can tell the house, I want you to bring this spirit. I want this to come with me to my new house, or I want you to stay here and nurture the next family. It's up to you, but definitely need to make that kind of agreement with it.
Oh, okay. I can do that.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Come back and let us know. But getting out of California is very easy. But again, I know that there is people in your environment that have definitely disappointed you, and it has been heartbreak. And, you know, that intention of really being able to acknowledge that is really going to help you get out of there sooner, too.
Okay, Miss Blue, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Peace.
And you have a wonderful rest of your evening.
You too. Keep listening.
I will.
All right. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 916. You're live in the remix. Ooh, 916.
Hello?
Ooh, you got too much going on, 916. But I'm going to bring you back on. We just got too much background noise. 916?
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hello, Miss Blue, hi.
Hi, who's on the line, please?
Hi, it's Roshan, and I'm calling from California.
Who is it?
My name's Roshanda.
Roshanda, greetings, Roshanda, from
California. Greetings to you. It's a little bit, can you hear me a little better now?
I can. How are you? What's good?
I'm doing great, Miss Blue. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Wonderful. If we do that one more time, Roshanda, we're going to run out of time. What's going on?
Oh, okay. Nothing. Quickly, I just wanted to see if I could get just a couple words of what I could do better to usher along this business that I'm trying to launch, because I keep hitting roadblocks.
You keep hitting roadblocks, Ed. And now, I will say this. One of the main things that I come up, that word that came up is about power.
Yes.
Power, and then the other one is dream creation. You know, I pulled a card from Kim Deck, and dream creation came up. And one of the things that I will definitely tell you, Roshanda, is that I know you're excited about starting this business. I know you are super excited because I see energy, I see your aura, I see all kinds of things just going on and floating around you, and I think that is so beautiful. The thing that I want to ask you is the business that you want to start, how well do you know it?
Well, I think I know it well. Okay. I know it's a constant study. The business is
Don't say anything yet. Okay. I want you to just sit with that. You said you know it very well, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And so this is something that you're in a constant practice with yourself. You're constantly practicing this. You're constantly doing this yourself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing I want you to think about, you know, when we get ready to build a web, or I want you to think about knitting, and today is the day for the goddess Neith, and she's the knitting goddess, Neith.
Yes.
She knits things, and she brings them together.
Yes.
And when we're in the position where we're creating a dream, it takes time.
Yes.
It takes time to bring these pieces of dream together. They don't just happen overnight.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this word power that's there, and I see this bright yellow light, which has a lot to do with the solar plex chakra. And so I feel this energy surge coming from you, like you're in this rush to do this.
Yes.
Your timing. Timing is off.
Right.
So why are you in such a rush? What is the rush to do this immediately? What's the rush?
That's a wonderful question. I guess there isn't a rush. It's just that I think I know I've found what my path is supposed to be. So I'm like, let's get it on then. Let's get on with it, you know.
Yeah, and that's a great thing. When you found your passion and you know what you love, and you really know in your heart of hearts that this is the work that you've been called to do and that you want to do, right?
Yes.
So then there should be no rush. Absolutely none.
Okay.
Because you're not going to miss anything. You're not going to miss anything. When you think about your father, what thoughts come to mind?
When I think about my father, I think of the opposite of courage.
Mm-hmm. Your father, a lot of times when we start to talk about brothers, father is time, and time is father for everybody, but often for us women, when we think about our fathers, and that's not a good relationship, fathers also represents failure.
Right.
And so one of your biggest things is that you don't want to fail.
Nope.
Yeah. So you definitely have got to release this energy, that rushing this, because you're missing some of the beautiful magic that is coming along for you on your path. And when you're creating a dream, it really goes through phases. This is something that myself and Brother Bilal, we teach in the Kim Business class, and we talk about taking those steps to taking things from dream to reality.
Yes.
And you have to allow yourself, because one of those key components to be in the mystery, and you don't want to be in the mystery at all. So as a result, you try to force things. So you're all over the place. You're all over the place. You're doing this. 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 And you think that that is empowering you.
Yeah.
That this is power. But one thing I want you to remember, power doesn't move.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing way too much moving to be empowered by anything.
Okay.
So sit back. Do some dream creation. You haven't even allowed yourself the opportunity to really digest this and to do the alchemy within yourself first. What is your expression of this? Where is this love of this that you've gotten? Right before me, I have the most beautiful thing that I have. And it really was a gift. And these are, and I wish I could see them, they're Swarovski crystals, Dorothy red ruby slippers. And I have them sitting on the altar right in front of me. These red ruby red slippers as a reminder to know that I don't have to rush to do anything because I can always go home.
Yes.
So home is representing as being left alone in your thoughts, in your temple, in your mind, and in your heart. And you're engulfing yourself into all of this work so you do not have to go home.
Yes.
Because that's painful for you.
Yeah.
You start to think about things of your mother, missing her, when you start to think about your father and just how he's been absent in your life, when you start to think about relationships, when you start to think about choices that you've made in your life, you want to be anywhere but home.
Yeah.
But tonight, today, or whatever time it is and wherever you are in the world, it is time for you to go home and to want to go home and sit with it in your heart, and you will get your rhythm back. You will get your vibration back. You will get back in alignment. Your timing won't be off. You won't have all of these obstacles that you're coming up with, and you will be able to sit down and you will be able to write your dream out.
Yes.
Write your dream out, and you'll be able to see it so clear that when you start to put the pieces together, even though there will be obstacles and challenges along the way, you would have already seen that and been able to move past it.
Yes.
So for now, click your two heels and know that there's no place like home. That's the place that you can be in sync. You can be in time. That's the place where failures don't exist. That's the place where all the love and joy is. No place like home.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Miss Blue.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Thank you.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, you guys, 15 minutes to go, and we're going to be in the after hours. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Is the number to call. And get on the phone lines before we get ready to go in the after hours. We're going to go to the next call calling in, I believe. I don't know where I left off. Area code 404, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue. This is Tammy calling from Atlanta.
Okay. Greetings, Tammy from Atlanta.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question. I would like if you can help me out with a dream I had.
Okay, I'll do the best I can. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it was about, I was in, my dream was about, I was in bed asleep, and I was awakened, and it was a snake on, let's see, if my bed is facing the door, it was a snake on the right side, but it was like the tail end of, it must have been a very big one because it was like the end of the snake, and I couldn't see the other part of the snake, but the part I did see was like really big, and it was black, yellow, and red. And so when I saw it, I sat up in the bed, and then I heard a noise, you know, that the snake made. And I was afraid, but I didn't frantic, and I didn't, you know, get frantic or get hysterical. I tried to be strategic of getting out of the bed, so I grabbed my covers, and I quickly got out of the bed without looking back, afraid to look back to see, you know, how actually the big the snake was, or where the snake was he following me or whatever, and I got out of the room, and I woke up from the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've heard you say on the show a lot that when we have dreams, everything about the dream, every piece of the dream is us.
Yes.
And so I was wondering if you can help me with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's a couple of things. The first thing I want you to tell me is what did you get out of the dream? Because, you know, what were some of the things that came to you when you seen this big snake and the snake is there and, you know, you're in the bed and all of this is going on? What did you get out of it?
Well, the first thing I got out of it and I couldn't understand why, you know, by me sitting up in the bed and looking at this big end of a snake and didn't know where the other part was, I didn't understand why, how come it didn't scare me as bad as, you know, I could imagine it would scare somebody, and how calm I was about grabbing and how strategic I was about grabbing my covers and getting out of the way without looking back and going on and getting out without, you know, stumbling or panicking or anything. I was very calm about it. I was afraid, but my movements were like, you know, just do what you have to do and go on and don't look back.
Okay. All right. Well, here's a couple of things. You know, when it comes to dreams, there are so many different levels to begin to start talking about where this is. Now, I want to tell you this. I'm going to kind of do this. I do readings when I do the dreams. I can help you to decode them at the level of, you know, just like what I do with readings. And the number one thing I want to tell you is the snake was in the bed with you, right? Mm-hmm. And you said part of the snake was cut off?
No, it wasn't cut off. The tail end of the snake was on my right side of the bed, on my right side. And I only saw the tail end. So to me, it looked like maybe the rest of the body of the snake could have been underneath the bed, way over on the other side somewhere. I didn't see it, but from the way the tail end was, it was like the head was on the body part, and the other end was on my left, and the tail end was over here on my right. But I didn't see the other part. I just only saw, like, the tail was in my bed, but just the tail.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, here it's a lot of ways to begin to look at that. One of the things that I will tell you is, yeah, that's kind of interesting.
I know.
No, not your dream. Something else.
Oh.
That's kind of interesting. Okay, one of the things that I will tell you is that the snake being in the bed and you only seeing part of the snake, it really is symbolic of where did you leave a part of yourself at, that there was a situation of some things that was going on and you wanted to see something that you didn't.
I wanted to do something?
You wanted to say something, but you didn't.
Oh.
You
okay.
left
okay.
yourself. You left a part of yourself somewhere,
okay.
and that you were saying, oh, my gosh, I should have said something. This is what I should have said. Like you walked away from the situation saying that. And, yes, somebody in the chat room talking, the serpent also represents the power. You understand? And so this mm-hmm. is symbolic of you not collecting all of your power, you not mm-hmm. having it. And so a part of you left a part of yourself in a conversation that you had with somebody and that you wanted to say, dang, I should have said something when I had a chance. Or I
yeah.
should have said. Does that make sense? So
yeah,
the snake, it reminds you. You covering yourself with your covers is about you covering up yourself. Because, see, what a lot of people don't know about you, Tammy, is what you be thinking in your mind and what you say out your mouth is completely different.
Okay.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Just like right now, you having another conversation in your mind. You having a completely different conversation in your mind than where we're having right now. It's different. So let me ask you, why do you do that? Why don't you say what you really mean?
No, I guess I'm afraid to hurt people's feelings.
You're afraid to hurt people's feelings, or you're afraid your feelings are going to get hurt?
Well, I guess that too.
Mm-hmm. You need to start. You need to start speaking from your heart,
okay.
and saying what truly is there. Yeah, you need to do that. One of the things that I want you to also go back and study, there's a great story about the Cheyenne Indian tribe. And this was a tribe that was almost about 3,000-4,000 years ago. And they had a boy. It was a baby boy that was born. And this boy really had some powers out of this world.
Uh-huh.
And he not only had supernatural powers, but he also had psychic abilities too. And he lived to be about 400 years old. And it really goes in to tell a lot about sort of his strength and the strength that the people had to have around him. So study the Cheyenne Indians, because one of them sort of popped up while you were telling your story. And it's going to help you with being able to kind of get what's in you outside of you, because you don't have 4,000 years to tell your story. You better start now. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And can I ask you two more questions? Wait, it's just quick one. I just wanted to know if there was a can you recommend a book I could read about to study energy?
A book about energy? Gosh, I don't know. A book to study energy. There's so many books about energy. Like, I'm trying to think. Well, I'll tell you one of my favorite, Wheels of Life. It talks about energy. It talks about the chakras. It talks about the meridians, the Wheels of Life. And you'll see that. It takes you through all the energy centers in the body. It tells you the organs connected with them. It gives you exercises to open and close. Okay. That is excellent.
Yeah.
And the other book is
The Wheels of Life.
The Wheels of Life, yes. That's one of my favorite. I love that book. And of course, the Know Your Magic audio workbook. You want to get into knowing your magic, it definitely will tell you. Yes.
Okay. And one more thing. Can you give me the web? Do you know right offhand the web page for Miss the goddess Rainwater?
Rain's Essie page. I don't know Rain's Essie page by heart, but let me tell you, you can either connect with her on Facebook, the Goddess Rainwater. She's in the Remix Radio group. She's in the Remix Radio page. You can go to SE/, so www.etsy.com/shop, S-H-O-P, /KA, and then Rain Drops with an S, and you'll be able to get to all of her goodies. All of her amazing goodies.
Okay, you say www.etsy.
Yes,
S-E.
Yes, /. Shop, S-H-O-P.
Shop, uh-huh.
/.
Okay.
K-A.
Yes.
And then Rain, R-A-I-N.
Yes.
And then Drop, D-R-O-P-S.
I got it.
All right.
Thank you. And I love your show, Miss Blue, and I think you're very smart and intuitive, sister, and I enjoy everything you do and appreciate everything you do for us. Hello?